This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
You know, I say this so often now. It is an awesome privilege to be able to bring God's word to you in the way that I do. And I give him all the glory and all the praise. Father, I pray now, in the name of Jesus, that I communicate this message not the way I want to, but only by the way you want me to. Thank you, Lord. You know, whilst we've been worshiping, the Lord has yet again humbled my heart. And it is so awesome when he does that. As any pride goes flying out the window. We're looking at a series called Being Like Christ, being imitators of the Lord Jesus, being as he is, as he always is. And today we're at part 5. Verse 15 of the 14th chapter of John says, "If you love me, obey my commandments." It's not a long verse, but it is so full of power. If you love me, obey my commandments. Yes, but Lord, you have so many. The Lord has so many commandments, but he's saying to us today, if you love me, then obey them. Because every single one of God's commandments are there to bring us an abundant life, not a life full of misery, not a life full of dread, not a life full of moaning and complaining, but a life full of abundance, in blessings, in love that comes from God. It blew me away when I got that email this morning from Ada, who asked the question, who begged the question, why does Jesus hate me so much? And the reason she feels isolated and the reason she feels so hated by God is because she can't feel him. And the reason she can't feel him is because her eyes are looking at the problems in her life rather than looking at Jesus. Her eyes are looking forward instead of looking upward. And she doesn't realize. Well, I hope she does now, that when you put your eyes heavenward, when you turn your eyes to Jesus instead of looking at the problems in your life, you see a completely different perspective, totally and utterly different. And your heart is changed as your life is changed, as you move in a new direction, because you can see and you can understand that God is communicating with you through his word, through his audible voice, through that still, small, gentle voice that you hear in your heart. When I started the broadcast today, I didn't realize that God was going to humble me yet again. And why has he humbled me again? Because, beloved, I needed to be humbled again. That is why. And I have declared on numerous occasions that God my Father, Jesus the Son, the Holy Spirit, they are in control of my life, not me. And if that is the truth, then Jesus is going to gently point out that I need to be humbled once again, once again, once again, just one more time, and then I'll be humbled again. Why? Because oftentimes my eyes aren't looking toward Jesus. Oftentimes my life and my eyes are looking at the circumstances and the pain and the hurt in my life, instead of looking at who he is and what he has already accomplished, because he's already won the battle. The battle is won. And I only have one job to do, beloved. And that job is to obey the commands of my Lord Jesus. And by doing that, I prove that I love him. Jesus already knows how much I love him. But by doing that, it proves it not only to Jesus, but it proves it to the world. Because as I obey his commandments, my life changes. As I obey his commandments, my life goes on the correct pathway. And as I obey his commandments, people see it. They may not understand it, but they see it. Jesus says so clearly, if you love me, obey my commandments. Then he says this, because you're thinking, okay, I've got to obey those commandments. Oh, that's going to be such a tough job. Well, if you stick a full stop in there and don't look on, then it is a tough job, beloved. If you just look at that one verse, it is an impossible task to do. But then, Jesus says this, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. Say all truth. All truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you will know him. Why? Because he lives with you now and later will be in you. That is why. That is why it is not a difficult task as much as you think it is. Because when you have the Holy Spirit dwelling in you, Jesus promised to send the Holy Spirit, and that is exactly what he did. Everything Jesus promised, he has done. Everything that he has promised, he has done. And he sent the Holy Spirit. He sent you the Holy Spirit. Are you getting this? Are you understanding this? Such big words to say. He sent you the Holy Spirit, and all you've got to do is say, Lord, Holy Spirit, help me as I struggle to obey the commandments of my Lord and Savior. It is so difficult, Lord, help me. In the same way as if you read a piece of scripture and you have no clue what it's saying, if you read that verse or that scripture from the Bible and you don't know what it means, then you just look heavenward and say, Holy Spirit, illuminate this passage for me so I know what it means. And the Holy Spirit will show you. The Holy Spirit will teach you. Why do I know that? Because Jesus has said right here, and I will ask the Father, and he will, not he might, he will give you another advocate. And that other advocate, the Holy Spirit, watch, will never leave you in whatever you are doing, wherever you are, whatever you are going through, all the problems, the trials, the tribulations that you have. The Holy Spirit will never leave you. And so as I was praying for Ada this morning, I can tell you this without fear of contradiction, that Jesus loves her. God Almighty loves her. The Holy Spirit adores Ada. And she feels distanced, and all she has to do is lift her eyes toward Jesus, and she will see the light shine from him. You know, there's a movie on TV, it's a series actually, and it's called Empire and something or other, I can't remember what it's called, but it's wonderful. Something an Empire. Kingdom and Empire, that is what it's called. I needed to remember that. It's a TV series called Kingdom and Empire. And during that, you will see Saul becoming Paul. You will see the light of Jesus shining upon him. He sees it. No one else does. He meets with Jesus. No one else sees it. But he does. And the light of Jesus shines upon Paul and changes his life from someone who was killing Christians to someone who brought the name of Jesus to the Gentiles of this world, because that is what Jesus asked him to do. And he followed the leading of the Holy Spirit. He followed Jesus Christ closely. He kept his eyes focused on Jesus and suffered for Jesus because Jesus had chosen him to do that. But he knew what to do because his eyes were firmly fixed on Jesus and stayed there. This is being Christ-like. Keeping your eyes fixed on him. And knowing that the Holy Spirit will never leave you, and knowing that we are called to obey the commandments of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I'm going to bring you a series either on the Hour One Nugget or on the Daily Devotional, and I'm going to bring you a series titled The Commandments of Jesus. And we're going to go through them one by one, and there are many. And as we do, we will set our eyes and our hearts on him. Thank you, Father, for your word today. And Lord, as always, I give you the honor and the glory and the power that is due your holy name as I say, Abba, Father, we love you and we worship you. Amen and amen.